Hello and good morning. Greetings. My name is Tabitha. Thank you so much for allowing me into your church today. I want to thank a few people before I get started. First, I want to thank Apostle Maldonado, my spiritual father, for believing in me and giving me this amazing opportunity, as well as I would like to honor Teacher John Lafitte and Teacher Letty Lafitte. And I would also like to honor my mentors, Pastor Adam and Pastor Andrea. Those people have given me this opportunity or permission or this chance to be able to speak and to minister to you guys there into your church. And I also want to honor and thank Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene. You've been such a blessing to my life, and I want to thank you so much for trusting in me and believing in me enough to be able to minister and to teach the people there at South Street Baptist Church in Greenwich, London. So from Miami, Florida, to you guys there in London, hello, greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. I bless you all. And I get the amazing opportunity today to be able to minister and to speak into your life. Again, my name is Tabitha. I'm a leader here at my church. And I met Pastor Gideon and Pastor Irene when they came here to Miami, Florida, to a supernatural immersive experience. And they were blessed, and we made a connection. So before we get started, or before we begin, you know, let's just pray and let's invite the Spirit and the presence of God into your homes and to just change the atmosphere where we're at. Just close your eyes, bow your head. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you that this is a day that you have made. Lord, we rejoice and we are glad in it. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts. We come before your courts with praise. Father, we worship you. We exalt you. We invite you into our homes. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into our lives. We invite you to come and to speak. We invite you to come. Come and touch our lives. Come and change us. Come and transform us in this morning. Begin to work in us. Begin to change our mind. Begin to change our mindset. Begin to work in us, work through us. Father, we ask that you will come and ignite a passion and a fire in us that has never been before. Father, or renew the passion and the fire. Come and renew our first love. If we have lost our first love, Father, we ask that you would come and renew us, revive us, bring revival to our life, bring revival to our homes, bring revival to our family, bring revival to this church. Father, we thank you in this morning. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that you have been with us during this time of pandemic and of being at home in quarantine. Lord, you have been with us. You have protected us. You have provided for us. You have been with us. And Father, we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love God. I love the Lord. Amen. I don't know if you love him, but I love him. He's been with me. He's kept me. He's protected me, and he's provided for me. Thank you, Jesus. So today, I want to speak with you about the importance of renewing the mind. Pastor Gideon gave me the opportunity to speak on whatever topic I felt from the Lord. And this is something that I have been doing in my life recently, and just something that we should do all the time as a Christian. You know, it's something that we need to do, obviously, on a daily basis. And it's just something that the Lord has been speaking with me about and dealing with me. And that I've had to do more and more, even in these end times, in this time of crisis in the world, and that is to renew my mind. So I felt from the Lord to minister and to speak that about that to you. And so I want to just touch on today about the importance of renewing the mind. So again, we are in the end times. Amen. If you don't know that, let me share, or let me be the first to tell you that we are in the end times. We don't know when Jesus is going to return. But if you read the Word of God, if you're reading the Bible, And you know scripture, you know the things that are happening now in the world were prophesied about or spoken about, written about in the Bible. And we see the Bible coming to life before us, before our very eyes. And this virus, this pandemic, and it's a global, it's not something local, it's not something small, but it is a global pandemic. And this is one of the signs of the end times. So, you know, the world is in a crisis. We have the coronavirus, people are perishing, people are dying, they're losing their lives, people are losing family and loved ones. And they don't have hope. They don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go. So as believers, we need to make sure that we stay focused, you know, on the Word of God, that we stay focused and established in truth, and that we stay focused and established in what God is doing in the end times, and that we don't allow things like the virus to distract us from who we are as believers, as sons and daughters of God, and that we don't allow the news or media or social media or anybody else to distract us or cause us to become unfocused or that cause us to lose focus in what God is really doing and what is happening. You know, we have to stand firm. We have to make sure that we're not wavering. You know, in the book of James, it says that we need to be firm in our faith so that we are not wavering to and fro. And we need to make sure that we're firm in what we're doing. And one of the ways that we can do that, one way to stand firm in our faith, one way to stay focused as a believer, and ways to not allow the things that are going around us or circumstances to impact our life or to remove us or cause us to come outside of the will of God is to continually renew our mind. So the first thing I want to talk about is, what does an unrenewed mind look like? Okay, so an unrenewed mind is a carnal or a sinful mind. And that is in Romans chapter 8, verse 7. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So a carnal mind is against the law of God. It goes against God. It's opposed to God. A carnal or a sinful mind is opposed to anything that has to do with God. And we see that a lot in the world today. And so we have to be really careful that we don't get sucked into that mentality or into what the society is telling us is okay or should be our culture. Okay, so enmity again is to be in opposition to God. And a lot of times nowadays, if you go and you speak to somebody about God, you know, they get angry or they try to argue because they're opposed to the truth of the Word of God. Why? Because we want to do, or people in general want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it. And they don't want to have to be accountable to God or to anybody else for what they're doing. They want to kind of have their own life and do their own thing. So an unrenewed mind also looks like the natural man. It's a natural mind, or it's a soulish man. And our soul is made up of our mind, it's made up of our will, and made up of our emotions. So a natural man or a soulish mind is living by your emotions.